Yes, I'm only interested because Hugh Watt, who I had as a guest on this programme about a month ago, who farms right there on Thames Side, and he said he doesn't take boys until they've been away into a factory for 2 or 3 years, mm-hmm. and he can still get enough of them coming back to him and saying, look, I want to come back onto the farm. Yeah. And then he finds they will stay then, but if they come straight from school, they don't stay.
Yeah.
I think in how you compared to when you were young, when it was so obviously very different.
Well,
would you go back, Arthur? Did you start again, or are you quite happy as you are now?
Oh, happy. I've been contented, yeah. That's like we've got an old chap standing on a field now. Listeners may not know what that is, a mork. Mm-hmm. A mork in there?
Mm-hmm.
No. Mm-hmm. Scarecrow. Well, they're happy enough. They stand up there happy enough. They don't argue with anybody.
No.
Do they?
No.
But who had more fun? Who had more fun, youngsters today or youngsters in your day?
Well, they got more opportunities today.
Yeah, I don't know. Not the same.
Yes. Different fun. You see, they got their money for their fun today. Well, we haven't got the money.
No.
No. 9 children.
I think they were happier them. Years ago. I mean, you never had anyone say they were bored, did you?
People were happy. Yeah, a lot happier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, one thing about, do you see that the village community is gone.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Years ago, if you want to do anything, and want a little help, I mean, all you've got to do is put your head inside the pub, haven't you? And you've got two or three willing helpers, but today, I don't know how the people that live in there
quite all the same.
Oh, you wouldn't dream of going to ask them to give your hands to.
There's many others.
Years ago, you didn't want to ask.
Yeah, my grandmother brought, hundreds of children into the world. Just by going round, that was all the way through. There was a couple of ladies in the room used to do that.
Yes, they did know that grandmother used to.
Yeah. And also the other end, lady.
Yes, that's the idea.
Yes, it's good all.
But, of course, the living conditions were not so good. People are crazing for...
No, but they had better, more natural kind of food, didn't they?
The food, yes. I'm talking about the housing.
Yeah.
Years ago,
drinking water from the spring, that was about nearly 200 yards.
Yeah, we used to get ours when I first got married, we got it at the stream.
Yeah. Didn't
you say that was the best water for making beer? Was the water came out of
Mr. Hector is an authority on beer.
Oh, yeah.
I had no man's eyes when I put him on the mains water. Someone asked him how he'd like tap water. Well, he said, that's all right. I suppose he said, that didn't like the old pond water. I didn't get a fly either.
He hadn't got any body in it. Probably frog.
The housing conditions, I mean, a tin bath in front of the fire. Yeah. No bathroom, of course, and no flush toilet, although we did have a flush toilet when we... We hadn't got water laid on the house, but we had a flush toilet, for the reason that the toilet was over the stream.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when you...
Just a full handle of it,
we didn't need a handle, now.
Tin bath, you wash down as far as possible. That was far
that's
as
right.
Possible, and possible didn't get washed.
Yes, that's right.
No, it's not the thing, is it?
Is it? Yes. Funny, in the early days, Hector, you had something to say about that earlier, about what you earned.
Well, that took me 12 weeks wages to earn as much as the average man get an hour today. And they were longer weeks than they're doing today, a lot longer. I had to scrape. There wasn't anything. But what I find is that those days people were... content with a lot. Hey, everybody is worrying about what somebody else has got or what they're going to get and why have they got it and why can't I have it? Whereas if you had got a couple of bob years ago, you had got a couple of bob and that was all there was to it. And you was happy, content. If you hadn't got anything...
You
just found something and another shilling or trying to.
But I often think, you know, when I sit in the train going to London and you see masses of houses with no gardens, just a backyard, and you go, chap goes off to work at a conveyor factory somewhere, sits there screwing a nut on a wheel all day. I often think, by God, I'd be on strike too if I lived in these sort of conditions.
It's very sad, isn't it, soul destroying, Mr. Dennis.
Must be, mustn't
it? Yes.
Well, that is a very great feedback.
Yeah, I can understand people like that being like it, but I cannot understand the people which come into the villages. I mean, they come into the village, they're not born in the villages, they come into the village, and one of the most annoying things about it is that they expect the village people to alter their ways. That's the annoying part.
Yes,
they won't alter their ways. They come out of the towns and into the villages and expect us to accept their way of life. Well, we don't want their way of life because, like you say, they're soul-destroying their way of life.
But many of these people do a lot of work for the village, don't they, Hector? They do pull their weight in the village, don't they?
Well,
all of them.
There isn't many people about when there's anything want to be done, is there? If the churchyard want on it or something like that, then everybody's either gone to seaside or going, aren't they?
Or on the way back. How did you ever go to the seaside when you must have miles from you to the sea? How did you arrive? I thought you could look down across the field.
Right. We're not far away.
You're right, but I mean,
South Clacton, Harwich, all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
We're all right. I've been on the beach once since the war. And I don't believe I went back two or three times before. They don't appeal to me. I'm no duck. I've got webbed feet.
No, you weren't made like that.
No.
But Ellen, how did you ever have a school outing? How did you get to 16 miles?
Well, Sunday school outing. We used to go once a year to the seaside. That's all with horse-drawn wagonette. Oh, about 1.5 hours. And then one year we went in the steam wagon, but we got so black from the smoke and the engine that we didn't go like that anymore. But we had our own pony and trap, and Father used to drive on Sunday afternoons. But of course, at that time of day, they didn't use the wreck until use a pony or anything on a Sunday. No one did any work on a Sunday, neither the horses nor any. I didn't think much of that at all, that the ponies would be used on a Sunday, so that's just that. We didn't go very often.
You didn't finish work till 4 o'clock on a Saturday, according to Hector, so you didn't get much time on a Saturday.
Never mind when you got your work done.
If you hadn't finished, you didn't leave all at four. Yeah. No washing on a Sunday.
No.
And my father managed to have an allotment and us five children and look after the churchyard as well, but he didn't work on Sunday on the allotment. He might go out and cut a lettuce for tea, but he didn't work.
They all had a day of rest on the Sunday.
Yep.
Which I think was a very good thing. There's no rushing about on a Sunday
at
that time of day.
How did they enjoy themselves? Were they just down to the pub and have a drink, was that it?
Well, you had a workmen's club in Dennington, you see. That was open every night. Yes, that was the charity commissioners provided that. Dennington was very rich in charities. And they had a workmen's club every night that's open for any working man in the village to go in and play billiards or cards or read the newspaper.
Yes. I suppose a lot of these villages, and I'm speaking especially of Brandyston, obviously yours as well, Arthur, you had big estates. I suppose the village very much depended on who the incumbent was in the estate at the time. You could either have a good landlord or a bad landlord.
Oh yes. Well, we had a good landlord, but
and obviously it would be nothing like as much fun.
No, of course we're close to Ipswich as well. A lot of people went down to Ipswich to the town. The men.
Walk down.
Walk down. And looking at the work. What Tom, Dick or Harry had done over the other side there and criticising it.
I would remember when I came to Dennington to start farming, I said to my drilling man, I said, don't bother about the straight drilling, drill by the hedge.
Yeah.
He looked at me and he said, that might do for you, but it wouldn't do for the men on the neck of the farm.
No, that is a trouble.
Wouldn't do for him either.
No. So they obviously, you're talking now that they had such a pride in their work.
Mm. Well, they had to.
Yes.
Because if they were drilling corn, that would go to be horse-hoed behind them. And they'd probably have to do it themselves.
Yes.
Well, today, the spray don't matter whether they're spent or straight, so it don't make a bit of difference.
No.
So they had to do it. And take pride in it.
Well, it was pride in work at that time, yeah. Day, wasn't
yeah.
it?
There's still a certain amount.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. We've got some good chaps. We've got one now, straight as a die.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that looked lovely. Can't beat it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But what did they used to go around and rag each other, did they, about their workmanship?
Mm-hmm. Right so, yeah.
In the field.
That'd be talked over in the pub.
Crow's foot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Middle.
Yeah.
What's that?
Oh, that or a hair.
Yeah.
Crooked neck and a bent part.
Hog's trough.
Yeah, hog's trough. They were where they sat in badly at the end with a plough.
Yeah. Sure. What about the war? Did that bring any difference to your lives?
Well, I didn't have to go in the army, but we were in Dad's army.
Yes.
Yes, we were in Dad's army. A lot of the things were right was on Dad's army.
How did you get parts for machines then?
You didn't. You done what best you could, and that was that, wasn't it? That was all make the old men done. No cart tires up in anything. You'd use anything you could lay your hands on. And I made horseshoes out of cart tires. Made plenty.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, when you're saying cart tires, of course, you mean the iron tires.
Yeah, the old iron.
Oh, yes. I think of tires of rubber tires.
Well, they say everything go round. Well, now it's come back to that now.
Yeah.
Mm. Metal is so expensive that they're using up what they used to think was scrap.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But they're using it up now.
Yeah.
And probably better metal than they can get.
You.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If they can get it.
Yeah.
Just like the willows, you see, well, they'll come back in because the cane is so expensive. That grows in a tropical country and has to be imported. Well, the rate of exchange is against us importing that now. That's why the natural willows that are grown in this country will be used more and more.
Mm-hmm. Hector, just before we finish, what about a do-it-yourself blacksmith set with plastic shoes? Any possibilities?
Oh, no, plastic shoes, no good at all.
They have been tried, haven't they?
Oh, yes, I've put them on. But if you put a set of them on, you mustn't put it on a horse belonging to a parson.
Why? There aren't many of those anyway.
Dear, he mustn't be on the premises.
Yes. Well, there's many parsons about with horses anyway.
No, because this new law now is going to stop all that, you see. You've got to have a license from this year on to see your horse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
The same as the vets, do you see. Any apprentice now has got to pass an exam and get a license before he can practice on his own.
Well, there we are. That's a good place to finish. And I make no apologies for having a nostalgic look back tonight. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I hope all our listeners have as well. And so may I thank very much my thanks to Ellen Daines and to Hector Moore and to Arthur Booth. Thank you very much indeed, and thoroughly enjoyed your program.
Thank you.
Good night.